91X News.
It's 7 degrees with cloudy skies at 4 o'clock from the QNN Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Trish Botter. Syrian refugees from Napanee, Kingston, and Greater Toronto Area are looking for work for the chance to meet with potential Quinte Area employers Wednesday. QNET's Brennan Burke has reports.
I like work with people. I like the print, team print, and I work hard.
That's Ahmad Akhalaf, a Syrian refugee who, resume in hand, traveled from Kingston to Belleville's Quinte Sports and Wellness Center Wednesday in the hopes of getting a job. He's in the right place. Newcomers, many of whom are now without sponsor support after living in Canada for a year, were given the chance to meet with area employers at a job fair hosted by Quinte Immigration. Many refugees have worked in agriculture. The event looked to connect would-be workers with farming and plant processing jobs. Oliver Han of Hanover View Farms says the job fair is a win-win for both farmers and refugees seeking work.
This makes sense. Here's people that have bring skills, they bring work ethic, they're trying to reestablish themselves in a new country after everything they've been through, and I mean, why not?
Paul Osborne is president of the board of directors at Quinte Immigration. He says the turnout seen Wednesday is promising.
It's been a very successful day that I can see so far. We have a full house of people here. There's employers here. There's a lot of dialogue going on with the help of the interpreters, which you can hear the din of the talking all the time. So that means that people are communicating, and I think we're really accomplishing something today.
While Quinte Immigration Executive Director Orlando Farrow reminded attendees that not everyone would walk away with a job Wednesday, he said the relationships forged during the event would lead to employment down the road. Brendan Burke, QNET News, Belleville.
One missing man has been found, but Belleville police are now searching for another. 31-year-old Brian Lawrenson has been found by Belleville police. They had sent out a release earlier today saying he'd been missing since Sunday. Meanwhile, Belleville police are asking for the public's help in finding a different missing man. Daniel Ansley, 48, was last seen by hospital staff at Belleville General Hospital on Monday. He is described as approximately 6 feet tall with grayish hair, and he was seen wearing a dark-colored jacket with the letters MA on it. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact Belleville Police Services. In a news release, the OPP says that due to the spring thaw, which is expected to bring heavy precipitation, there is a potential for flooding in local watersheds. Concerns have been raised as water levels in the area are already increasing. Northumberland OPP are recommending that children and pets stay away from fast-moving water in areas with potential for flooding. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she wants to make the process of finding a home in the province a bit more rational, a bit more predictable, and a bit less frantic. She is very close to bringing forward a package of measures to address housing affordability, but cautions there is no simple solution.
There isn't one single thing that any government can do to change a market dynamic. But what we are going to try to do is bring forward a responsible package of initiatives that will calm this process.
Wynne is meeting with mayors from the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area today to discuss issues around housing. Loyalist College Art and Foundation students held an art exhibit called The Change in Perspective. Demi Niles takes a look at what it was all about.
It was a voluntary exhibition, and students were asked to put their work forward, and many have taken advantage of the exhibit to show off their work for the past year. Coordinator for the Art and Design Foundation program, Aaron Rose, talked about how the exhibit was started.
Students came up with that title, actually. It came out of sort of two places for them. They were thinking about the idea that their individual perspectives on things have changed over the course of being in the program, and the work reflects some of that.
Aaron Rose explains what perspective means to the students of the Art and Design Foundation.
And also the tongue-in-cheek notion that perspective is a type of art making. It's a it's a stylistic approach, perspective drawing. So it has a connection to the art making as well as their perception of things. So it kind of had a double meaning for them, and that's why they liked that title.
Demi Niles, Qnet News, Belleville.
Tonight, a local author, Alexander McNaught, will be giving a presentation on his book, A Palace Called Wallace, Wallbridge. Vanessa Stark has the story.
Local history is a big part of what makes up a community. Tonight, Alex McNaught, a local author, will be giving a presentation at the Sterling Public Library at 7 p.m. He will be talking about a book he has written on the rich history of Wallbridge.
I discovered that the little hamlet of Wallbridge had a very rich history. I started digging into it, but the intention was never to produce a book. And it was only about 4 years ago that I decided to take those notes that I had gathered and turn it into a book.
That rich history McNaught is talking about includes this.
You never know what's going to happen with research. So we have the primary documentation, included the original minutes of the municipality of Sydney Township, which date right back to May 15th, 1790, when the very first town hall meeting was held in Ontario to form a municipal government, which in turn made Wallbridge the home of Ontario's oldest municipal government.
McNaught has been compiling research on the area for 12 years, but only recently decided to write about it.
I think it's important to know where you come from. You can't change it, but it's nice to know what type of a foundation you have.
He also feels that community, no matter how small, is something you should be proud of.
I'm typical of most people from small areas. You just can't wait to get away from a little place to go to someplace bigger. My perspective did change, but not that much. I grew up with a lady that always believed that you should be proud of where you come from.
A Place Called Wallbridge, McNaught's book, will be presented this evening, and people of the Wallbridge area are encouraged to attend to learn about their unique background. Vanessa Stark, Qnet News, Belleville.
That's Qnet News on 91X at 4:07. Sports is next.
You trust your eyes to an optometrist and your skin to a dermatologist. When it comes to the appearance of your smile, trust an orthodontist. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I spend 100% of my time treating crooked teeth and jaws. Your bite is a complex biological system, and I possess the knowledge and experience to treat you safely. For a complimentary consultation, call me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. No referral needed. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
The NHL playoffs kick off with 5 games on tonight's schedule. Plays start in Montreal and Ottawa, with the Canadiens hosting the New York Rangers and the Senators entertaining Boston. Later, the Edmonton Oilers welcome the San Jose Sharks. Elsewhere, defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh hosts Columbus, and St. Louis visits Minnesota. Arturi Lekkonen had an impressive rookie season on the Montreal Canadiens, and now he says he's ready to play the first NHL playoff game. The Canadiens are facing the New York Rangers in the opening round. Lekkonen says he can't wait to soak in the postseason atmosphere of the Bell Center.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting time for sure. I mean, this is like when our season really concludes, and we've got to be on the alert. It's going to be fun for sure.
The Toronto Maple Leafs won't have their biggest minute either for Game 1 of the first round playoff series against Washington. Leafs head coach Mike Babcock said defenseman Nikita Zaitsev would have not played tomorrow night in Washington because of his upper body injury. The 25-year-old will be replaced in the lineup by Martin Marinson. Jeffrey Orridge is stepping down from the CFL commissioner after 2 years on the job. Orridge was hired on CFL commissioner in March of 2015, becoming the first African-American chief executive of a major North American sports league. No reason was provided for the move, but Orridge said in a statement he and the board had differing views on the future of the league. The NBA wraps up in regular season today. The Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls would clinch the final 2 playoff spots for the wins tonight. The Pacers are home to Atlanta, while the Bulls host Brooklyn. 12 other games are on the NBL schedule tonight. NBA schedule tonight. But not every team will be looking to go out for the winning note. Some might prefer to lose in hopes of locking up the best odds possible for landing a high draft pick. A Montreal Impact suspended Wandrel Lefebvre today, a day after the defeater posted a picture of himself holding a gun with a caption referencing U.S. President Donald Trump on social media. Due to the unacceptable social media post of concern on the club, the Montreal Impact has suspended defeater Wandrel Lefebvre pending further consideration of this matter, the club said in a statement on Twitter. The 27-year-old was not at practice on Wednesday. There was no word on how long he'll be suspended. Send us your team or league scores to our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And for your Belleville forecast, tonight is mainly cloudy skies, clearing up this evening with a low of 0. Tomorrow will be sunny skies with a high of 13. At 4:11, it's 7 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Trish Botter. News is next at 5.